friends, welcome back to another episode of Sisters and Friends Podcast. Y'all, this one is, I'm actually scared because I have taken this too far already by inviting my very best friend on the podcast. So whatever happens in the next 40 minutes or so, just prepare yourself because there might be a lot of stuff you might have to turn your brain cells off to listen to, but there's also going to be some stuff you need to turn it on and hear because this girl has some wisdom. I mean, she is a well of wisdom. She knows scripture more than most people that I know. That's fat, probably more than anyone that I know our age. I mean, she loves the word. She breathes the word. She sings the word, lives the word, writes the word, all the things. And so, yeah, we're pretty goofy and silly, but also we are two people who love Jesus with all their heart. And so I hope that you get something out of this. It's going to be a great conversation. Welcome, Lainey Renee.
Thank you for having me.
Lainey Renee.
It's my greatest
Pickens.
Honor. Pickens. I never really use Pickens anymore.
You don't? That's you just.
Lainey Renee.
So we were just talking and laughing because we have like a million names for each other. So I'm like, okay, say Lainey, not Lenny, not Looney. Not Linda, because I call you a million things. So we were kind of reminiscing on all the names that we've had. And it originally started
with
Big Dip.
I was Big Dip, and you were Lil Dip.
Lil Dip and Big Dip.
And that started because...
Our friendship necklaces.
We had friendship necklaces. We also had fake boyfriends. They were this big.
Okay, context.
We didn't have real boyfriends.
Because we were just, both of us went through a breakup, and we were like, we were heartbroken. We just met. We'll tell you that story. But we had literally just met, right, fresh off of two breakups. And we became best friends so fast. And then it was like 3 weeks after we met. And we were, I think I was trying to like cheer you up or something. And
you got me a little boyfriend.
Yeah, I got you a little boyfriend. I was like, hey, it's okay. Look, just a little dude with your boyfriend.
That was so funny.
And then we saw our friendship necklaces. And it was like the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper. And so we bought it. And we called each other Big Dip and Little Dip. And it's
been
done.
Yeah. That lasted for a while. And then we moved on to Cinda.
Linda.
Sudie
and Looney.
You know, we need new nicknames for each other.
Yeah, like, well now we're moms.
We're like moms. We need a little bit mature name, you know?
Linda and Cinda is pretty
mature. We could be Big Mama and Little Mama.
Perfect. Big Mama, Little Mama. Wait, what was the name that, Ronnie was going to call me?
Susu.
Yeah. I'm Susu.
You're
Lulu.
And I'm Lulu.
Okay, that's right. No, just Lulu and Susu. Okay, so our daughters, if you don't know, because we're going to reference them probably a lot, obviously my daughter's Honey. Most of y'all probably know that who listen to this podcast. And then Lainey's daughter's name is Ronnie. And Ronnie and Honey are the cutest.
They're so cute.
We're biased. And if you're a mom, I'm so sorry to tell you that they're the cutest little girls
But we have the cutest
ever.
Kids.
And they're awesome, and it's so fun because now they're both walking.
I know. Whenever Ronnie saw Honey today, she literally walked up and just gave her a big old kiss on the lips.
So cute. Yeah. I literally saw, like, Honey taking off and then Ronnie following her, and I was like, oh boy, that's trouble.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if Honey should be the leader of this friendship yet.
I already feel that way about Ronnie. I was thinking on the way here, I was praying over her. I was like, you be a good example. You be kind, you're gentle.
We just have to
remember. No grabbing ears, no grabbing eyes.
We did, and give them grace because we did some stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I took this to Instagram because obviously I wanted us to have a conversation. I've interviewed you before, but I wanted us to have a conversation because people are really interested in our friendship and they have a lot of questions for us. And so on Instagram, when I posted, I got all over the map questions, like funny questions because we are pretty goofy, like I mentioned, and then I also got like super serious questions because we've been vulnerable about stuff that we've gone through. So I thought we'd start with some fun questions just so people can get like a picture of our friendship. But the first question was, what is your favorite memory of each other? And I thought we could take this two ways, one being like our actual favorite memory and then one being our funniest memory.
Okay, are you going first? Am I going first?
Okay, I can go first for funniest.
Okay, but, and then I'll go, and I'll go sweet.
Okay, and then,
and then
I'll
you go,
go
sweet, and then I'll go funny.
Deal. Okay, so this is actually really funny because, like, I could go a million different ways with this because we have so many funny stories, but I'm going to go with this one because this was before I really knew you, which is why it makes it funnier because, like, once we knew each other, we probably should have and maybe could have been embarrassed by, like, half the things we did, but it wasn't because we knew each other.
Yeah.
Okay, so when Lainey and I first met, we met on Winter Jam Tour, and she was backup dancing, hip-hop, like, so cool, I know, flex. It's like one of those, like, me and Christian always laugh because we go, weird flex, but okay. Yeah. That's not even a weird flex. That's like a true flex. Like, you were a hip-hop dancer, and I was like, I want to be her friend. So I became her friend, but you were going through a serious breakup at the time, and that guy was on the tour, and y'all had dated for 5 years. Awkward situation. Not only was he on the tour, but y'all danced together.
Mm-hmm.
Really awkward. Okay, so I was like, how can I be a good friend? And one of the things I was like, I have to do every night is I was gonna like go to the ramp that you were scooting down because Lainey was wearing these skates on the last dance that they did, and she would have to scoot down, and I didn't want this guy to have to help her up because who wants to hold the guy's hand that you just broke up with? Like, no one. So I was like, I'm gonna go down there so I can
hold
your
really
hand
sweet.
To lift you up.
This is a sweet input.
It was all sweet. It was all really sweet, like kind-hearted. I remember like, I would listen for the last of the girl who you were singing for a song, and I would like sprint there. And so I get there one night, and you're scooting down the ramp, and I would never forget your face. You were like, "Hoo!" Like, it was like a like something just happened. I was like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" You're like, something just happened. There's a nail. Like, you didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what it was.
I just knew I was sliding down and something had, you know,
went into the buttocks.
My butt.
So she's like freaking out.
Just like, what do I do?
Yeah, so she's like freaking out.
I was
out.
In roller skates. Like, it was just not the moment.
Like, she's like kind of panicky, you know, because like something is in your butt. And like the security guard is right there and he's trying to help you, but you're like, no, like don't look. Like, it's my butt. And then I'm like, all right, come on. And I like grab her hand and like we're literally running while she's in skates. I'm like dragging her down the arena.
Yeah.
And okay, keep in mind, like there's like over 100 people on Winter Jam. So there's multiple people backstage watching us run while we're both screaming and I'm dragging her in skates to the room. And then she's like, just gets in the room and I don't know her super well. And she's just like, get it out. And like pulls your pants down and there is a nail in her butt. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, what do I do? Because you know, in movies, sometimes you're like not supposed to get the thing out because then it like bleeds like crazy.
Or if it was rusted, like,
or if it's
all
rusted,
the things,
like,
yeah.
Like, there was like 50% that was like, don't pull this nail out of her butt. And then there was 50% that was like, pull the nail out, but you were like, get it out.
I did not even think about it.
No, and also within that, you told me to take a picture of it. So I was like taking a picture of her, but I don't even know her super well yet. And I'm like, here is your photo. And then
I get it. I'm like, that's what it looks like.
And I'm like, no, it doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look that bad.
For
it
a
was
moment.
Because of the flash. That's it doesn't
hilarious.
Look that bad. So then I grab
I'm red.
And I pull it out. Long story short, we get the nail out. You were fine. You were up to date on your shots. Right?
No. No, I'm pretty sure I called like the local, like, whatever it's called, like, Care Now. And I was like,
did you get a shot?
No, we decided not to. I flew home and then I got it checked out.
Oh yeah.
I had them look at it.
Oh
yeah. And they were like, it's good.
You were fine.
You're fine.
It wasn't that big of a deal. But it was just
good.
Like the funniest situation.
It was so funny.
It was like high panic alert and like we didn't know each other and it like involved a butt and it was just...
Maybe that's why though. People are always like, how did y'all become friends so fast? I think it was that.
When I look back on the timeline of our friendship.
I really needed a friend
in
that
moment.
Because
to be honest, like, I always say this. Like, we're really crazy around each other, but I'm not like that around other people. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really not. I mean,
no.
I have other friends that I'm goofy around, but there's, like, a different level with you. And, you know, I don't know how to recreate that with someone else. Like, I just don't think you can. But I think it's, like, it's those moments that make you.
That we've
you,
built
yeah.
upon that just, yeah.
It is. And, like, granted, we were on a tour together for 3 months, 46 cities. And we literally, like, traveled America together for 3 months to get to know each other. That's a very unique situation.
Yeah, you don't really do that.
You don't really get to know someone like that. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
We literally spent every day together, every hour, breakfast. Well, we missed breakfast, but lunch, dinner, midnight snack.
Yeah,
it's all things. No, we gained like 30 pounds.
We literally did. I'm not, like, that's not a joke, y'all. We ate a whole thing of Halo Top individually.
Every night.
Not, we didn't share.
We didn't share.
Individually.
We didn't start sharing
night.
Until like way later.
Yeah,
we were,
because
like,
we realized
maybe we should
we're
share.
Packing on the pounds. Like, that was bad. Oh, gosh, that was hilarious, but it was fun.
It was an honest moment, though, because I still remember that one photo shoot. All the pictures were from behind, and you were like, Lane. Do you remember that?
Yes.
You were like,
I was like,
your butt looks really big.
Yeah,
I was like,
Mine did too.
Ouch, that hurt, but
no,
I needed it.
I mean,
I
maybe
really
we
needed
to see each other
I needed,
like that.
That's
to
true.
We needed to help ourselves. I mean, we were, but it was just like Halo Top, Pop-Tarts, just stupid stuff.
Yeah, we weren't making wise decisions.
We weren't.
We were doing really good in our, like, spiritual life.
Spiritually, great.
But physically, we weren't working out. We weren't eating well, you know, all the things.
Yeah. And we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
We'll talk about body image. Yeah, we'll talk about body image. Okay, do you have a funny memory you're thinking of?
Okay, funny memory. So the first thing that came to my mind was So Sadie had this, like, reoccurring issue, and she couldn't figure out how to help it, or how to make it go away, and so at the time,
the first, like,
I don't even know how to tell
this,
so, anyways, I was in a season of really loving frozen grapes. Frozen grapes were, like, my thing. And so I had gone to the store, and I had got a fresh batch of grapes and put them in the freezer.
Yes, you did.
And
yes, you did.
I came home, and I was looking for my grapes, and I couldn't find them. And I was
grapes
like, what happened to my frozen grapes? And I go ask Sadie, because we, like, shared food and everything in the house, and she just starts laughing.
I was so embarrassed. It's one of those moments where, like, you do something and you hope no one ever finds this out, and you're totally perfectly okay with never telling anyone until you die.
Yeah.
It was that moment.
So, do you want to tell everyone your issue?
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, if you do not like bathroom talk, like literally turn this off. Or skip the next 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
If farts aren't funny,
like, this is going to go
talk is
way
not for you.
Over your head. Like, way
Maybe
too
just
far.
Fast forward, like, 5 minutes.
Also, if you're my mother-in-law, do not listen to this. Like, mother-in-law, grandma, like, just skip over. You will not believe that I'm about to say what I'm about to say. But, hey, this is Sisters and Friends. This is a different kind of podcast. Like, we're saying the stuff that no one says. And I'm not, like, yeah, okay, all that stuff.
So all truth.
I don't know if anyone out there has ever had a hemorrhoid. Okay. I can't even say it without laughing. But they're not fun, okay? And they're probably way more common than anyone wants to admit. Well, nothing was working for me, okay? Nothing in the CVS aisle was getting it done. So I was like, okay. Well, I'm gonna do a little at-home remedy. And let's see what we got here. Frozen grapes. I can't breathe.
And from then on now, I've just never seen frozen grapes the same.
I've never.
My whole family hasn't either. They all know, too.
They all know? Oh, gosh. Okay. And Look, this is actually a good piece of advice. This is Whoa, That's Good off tape, like unscripted. This is like really good advice though. If you have a problem like that and it's not getting the job done, like just go buy some grapes, save the money and go buy some grapes. It actually does help. And yeah, that's all you need to know. Moving on. Okay, that's actually really good though, because this is showing you why we're so close. It's because we know everything about each other. And I think when people think like they know everything about each other, like they're thinking like, oh, all the worst things in our life we've ever done. And that's true too. Like, yeah, we know like our testimonies as well. But it's also like knowing the silly stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what makes life fun.
Yeah.
And I mean, Lainey and I would literally, I actually had a question about this, which we'll get to, but somebody asked about how, like, we got past letting acne, like, get us down, and how do we overcome it, because I've talked about, like, struggling with acne, and you didn't ever really have bad skin or anything, but I remember, like, literally would go to bed at night, and I would be sitting there, like, why is my skin like this, and I get so mad, and, like, you were just there through all of it, so we saw each other in really, like, vulnerable states. It makes me laugh, but it's sweet, like, yeah, it's true. And now, like, you know, we've overcome those silly things that have to do with just growing up.
Yeah.
But now we're in our own silly stages of, like, the humbling of parenthood. It's very humbling. And all the stuff, we both had poop and pee all over us multiple times in the past year.
Yeah.
Spit up, whatever. Babies crying. We had to leave lunches with people. Like, sorry.
It's so true.
It's not going to cooperate. So this, like,
life is humbling. I had it with y'all literally the other day. Yeah. I was like, gosh, I'm so, like, you feel this sense of, like, almost embarrassment, and you're like, oh, why am I embarrassed?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've had to catch myself, like, in moments like that. Sorry, not trying to get too serious.
No, it's true. I like
it's
that.
It's true.
That's a good point. It's like, life is humbling a lot of times, and I think our first instinct is to get embarrassed, but the truth is, like, we all have those situations come up. Just like I said, like, okay, I know that's embarrassing, and no one would ever say that on camera like I just did, but how many people go through that? Like, so many people. And, like, we get embarrassed for the things that, like, aren't really that embarrassing, you know? Like,
that's
when our kid does something silly and we're like, oh, my gosh, so embarrassing. Nobody cares.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that day you were like, oh, my gosh, I so get it. Like,
oh, yeah.
You didn't even think about it. And not I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, gosh, like, honey's being so good.
Yeah, no, oh, gosh.
Honey be good,
it's
you
just
know?
A day. Yeah. And, like, giving ourselves the grace that we give other people, you know, just, like, reminding ourselves of that. Well, obviously we have a lot of favorite memories together, and that might take too long to even go through, but I think one of my favorite memories just with you is literally just every night we spent living together. I mean, we just had so much fun. We just kept life fun, and I think that that is a actual intentional thing you have to do in life. I've realized, like, after moving away from you, and me and Christian are really fun people, but, like, you gotta keep it fun.
I agree.
You gotta, like, choose to dance. Like, you gotta choose to turn on the music sometimes. And it's not always just gonna be fun. And we were really intentional about that. Yeah. And maybe we didn't realize it at the time that we were being intentional, but we were.
That is so true. I literally told Clayton this morning on the way here, I was like, this is so good for me because I need to, like, where I'm so excited. My soul is so excited because I know when we're together, we have so much fun, and, like, we laugh so hard, and I need, not that, like you said, not that me and Clayton don't have fun, but, like, there's another level of, like, I can feel myself, like, when I see you, like, enter into that, like, childlike joy and, like, goofiness, and it does, like, a part of me is, like, coming back to life, you know, and I feel like friends like that, like, they're just so, I don't have anyone.
It's hard to find.
I mean, I have great friends.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's certain people that you just kind of like.
It's hard to find.
Yeah.
I'm realizing how to find that with other friendships.
Yeah.
And I am finding that. Like,
yeah,
I have so many incredible friends and we're so goofy. But it takes time and it takes you being willing to be.
I was going to say, it's me.
It's
me letting down that wall of like, okay, I can like be my real goofy self right now. And you gotta accept me.
Exactly. And so that's the thing, like, for those listening, like, you don't have to go on a big tour with somebody. You don't have to spend every day with somebody. It's really not that. Like, essentially what we're saying is, it's literally being the person that does the funny thing and let someone into it. Like, it's being the person that says, like, oh my gosh, my face is breaking out like crazy. Like, this is ridiculous. Let's go figure out something funny to do and, like, figure it out. Like, remember, I think I put, like, egg whites on it one time? Like, you know, why not? Let me just try it. Like, I'm all about the home remedies. I tried everything.
But your skin looks absolutely amazing.
Right? But I've come through. So I'll tell you, for those who are wondering what I did for my skin, I did a lot of things. I've tried it all. And not really anything was working for me. Literally, when Lainey and I lived together, I tried it all. I had, like, that light at one point. It was, like, zapping my face with. I, like, did all kinds. I went to so many different dermatologists. I did facials. I just spent way too much money doing everything that wasn't working. And so finally, I was just like, I don't even know if I gave up or what I did, but I was like really like intentional about like sticking with the same thing. And I remember my mom was like, the more you do, like the worse it's gonna get. Like if you keep adding more products, if you keep like buying like face masks at the store, like you just have to be really careful what you put in your skin. And so I started using my mom's line of products, which is like very clean. And I always told my mom, like, Mom, no, this is not gonna clear my acne. Like
I remember you saying that.
This only works for people with clear skin.
Yeah.
And she said, no, Sadie, it actually will clear your acne. You just have to stick with it. So I did, and it did. I also realized I was like super low in vitamin D, which is like just random. But I started taking vitamin D, cleared my skin. And now though, like I've gotten to the place where my skin is like really good. It has like a good complexion and stuff. Yeah. And I drink a liquid IV every single day.
I do too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And your skin looks great. And liquid IV.
I thought it really helps. It actually helps my wrinkles.
Really?
On my forehead. I've noticed that. I'm like, I feel like, well, it's just hydration, but I feel like it definitely helps.
Oh, it definitely helps. So
and I'm really bad at drinking water, so I think that helps.
And I love the taste.
Yeah, me too.
Like, this is not an ad at all. If you would like to sponsor me and you're listening, after everything I've said on this podcast, I probably just lost that sponsorship, but I would love to be a sponsor. But no, like, I drink liquid IV every day, and I also wear sunscreen every day. Honey's pediatrician has a skincare line called Refine Beauty. Also not an ad. I just like her. And she's really cool. And she did a skincare line. And she has, I use a lot of her products, but her sunscreen, I put it on under, it's a tinted moisturizer, under my makeup, and it makes it glowy.
Oh, wow.
So there's some tricks.
Thanks for your tips.
I'm only saying that because I know acne is a huge struggle, and I mean, it is hard. Someone asked, what's the biggest personality difference between us? Interesting question. Go ahead. You go.
I feel like, I was actually thinking this morning, because I was thinking about just our friendship and like, our strengths and weaknesses, not in a bad way, but like, what makes us strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was thinking, because we were talking about something earlier, and my head went to, we can't do it.
Yeah.
And your head went to, well, we can do it.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Do it all the time. And I think my strength sometimes is like slowness.
Yeah.
Kind of, I can like be,
that's true.
I'll be quicker patient. To be still and wait.
Yeah.
Whereas I need also the, no, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, you can do this. And I think we kind of like, I feel like we balance each other in that because
totally.
There have been times where like, I feel like, I've been like hesitant to do something and I can almost qualify it as like, oh, I'm praying about it. And you're like, well, just do it, you know? And I feel like we all kind of like, I needed that friend in my life and you've been that way from the beginning.
I need someone to say, hey, you need to pray about that first.
Take a rest, you know? Like,
I wouldn't say rash because I am very like, I think through things, but I am very quick. Like, let's get it going. Let's get it done. Let's do this fast because I just like to see things move, and I have a hard time being still, and you're really good at being still.
But you're really good at moving.
Yeah. That is really true. That's true. I think another thing that Lainey and I are good at, we're both similar in that we're sixes on the Enneagram, so we're both kind of skeptical of people, which can be a hard
good
thing, and also a good thing, because I think we're wise about who we open up to, who we don't. But one thing I was going to say is you have a little bit more, like, you're good at the heart stuff. Like, you're really good at empathy and compassion, like, heart stuff. And as opposed to, I'm kind of, like, too practical sometimes for my own good. And I feel like I'm, like, thinking through things a lot more. Mm. And you kind of bring me towards more, like, soft feelings.
Mm. And you help me.
Yeah, like do the hard things.
Yes, you
like,
do.
Like, I'll have a confrontational talk and literally leave being like, that was great, like, that's awesome. Like, we needed that.
Yeah.
And Lainey was more like, did anybody, like, feeling get hurt? Like, do you think that was okay that I said that? You know? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, that was great, you know?
So I honestly don't know if I would have stuck out the ending the relationship that I was in, too, before, if you had not.
Wow.
I really, like, because I needed somebody to come in with, like, a strength and be like, no. No. Yeah. And then that's when I was able to hear truth from that point on. So
that's good. And this is a good thing to know about friendship, guys, is that, like, when the Bible talks about two are better than one, for if, like, one man falls, the other can pick him up. That's why it's so important that it's two individual people, not two people trying to be the same person. Yeah. That's in marriage, too. It's in friendship. Yeah. It's like the differences that you have actually are a huge strength to the friendship. And that's why you need two people who are different, who are operating in their own strengths, so that it's better than one person. Because if we were both like each other, then if you were like wanting to be with that guy, I'd be like, well, if that makes you feel good, then you know? And I was like, no way, shape, or form are you doing that, you know?
I was actually thinking about this. This is like not, I was thinking about this the other day and just like friendship. I didn't know we were going to talk about this, but I read in Matthew where like Jesus is telling the disciples that he is like going to be crucified and he's going to raise again on the third day. And Peter like tells him like, no, like not you, like that will not happen to you, you know, and kind of rebukes what Jesus said. And then Jesus turns to him and says, get behind me, Satan. And I was like, man, like when I read that, I was like, I think that's kind of like the flattering friend that we can all like almost, it's easy to fall into because you love your friend so much. And it's like, oh, I'll just like flatter them in this moment. Yeah. No, that wouldn't happen to you.
Yeah.
But like maybe we're actually steering them away from like
what
God has called them to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was really interesting because it was like Peter was so close to Jesus in that moment. And then he was like, get behind me, Satan.
That's so true. I've always been like gripped by that passage because right before that is whenever Peter is like affirmed in who he is. It's whenever Peter actually realized who Jesus was. He calls out who Jesus is. And Jesus in return tells Peter, like, this is who you are. You're going to build the church, all this stuff. Then Jesus is like, okay, now that we know each other, let me tell you like the hard truth. And Jesus is like, I'm actually going to get crucified and stuff. And then Peter's like, no, like, it will never happen to you. And then he's like, get behind me, Satan, because, like, you have to be willing to do what the Father's going to do. And that's so true. Like, there is that tendency for us to want to just flatter, to want to just go with it because it'll make our friends feel better. Mm-hmm. But, man, to really steer, to really let truth be the basis of your friendship and to steer them to what's best for their life. Mm-hmm. And we've had moments where we've had some hard truth moments of, like, hey, like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? You know, all that.
Quite a lot.
Someone actually asked, like, they said, do you guys ever get in fights? How do you move on? How do you get to the place to be honest with your friend? That's literally their question. And I was like, yes, we do.
Yeah.
And I actually think that is also why we have such a strong friendship. Yeah. Is because we have gotten in some fights. We've gotten into silly arguments. Like, we used to call each other an old married couple because we'd be driving down the road. I'm like, why do you drive like that? Like, just, like, dumb stuff, you know? Or, like,
clean up your mess.
Clean up your mess.
You don't take the lint off, though. What was it? I was just thinking about that. Lint.
They never
changed the lint.
The lint.
Of the dryer.
Off the dryer. And I was like, y'all, this is why our clothes don't dry.
I didn't know. I genuinely didn't know.
See, that's why she needed just the hard truth, because she just didn't know.
I didn't know.
But yeah, like, we had, like, but then we also had, like, bigger fights. Like, literal, like, hey, like, I'm not happy with what you're doing or whatever.
And
one of those was around Christian. Like, you did not want me to date Christian. Yeah. I understood why. Not because of Christian, but because of where I was at.
Yeah.
And we had a, like, come together, cry it out talk months later. Yeah. And that was really hard. How do you move on? I think that, well, I think first of all, like, I think it's good to have fights in your friendship because I think that means you care. We even had, not a fight, but, like, we had an honest conversation with y'all a few weeks ago, like, with something that Christian did that he needed to, like, be honest with y'all about. But, like, that's okay because that needed to happen. And how you move on is you just love people. It's like family. Like, when you fight with your siblings, probably, you might have a fight with your mom, but, like, you love them so much that you know that nothing that is done in, like, a fight or an argument is going to change what you feel about them at the end. And you end it well. I mean, we've never had a fight where we haven't at the end been like, I love you, I'm for you, I hear you. Maybe I don't agree with you, but I'm with you, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, you honor each other with your words, you're careful even in speaking the truth, but you also just love each other, and you just give the grace that you know each other deserves. And I mean, that day that we had recently where Christian was upset and we all had this conversation, I mean, like, part of me is just so embarrassed because I'm like, oh, I hate that that happened.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I know y'all love us so much, and now y'all are here. And it's okay.
And it also makes us closer. Yeah. Like, it was just like a growing moment. I think even with like as couples, it was like, oh, like, not that we've never had that before, but I think that those are sweet moments because it's like just a reminder of, okay, we're going to talk about stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to hide anything.
Yep.
You know, we are in it forever. Yeah. Like, we're going to be friends forever. Like, and I know that, you know?
It's what makes friends family.
Yeah.
When you're able to have hard conversations and move on. And that's like how we see y'all. Like, you guys are family. Like, we're saying, Ronnie's going to call me Aunt Sue and Susu and Aunt Lulu.
Yeah.
Like, it's just family, and I don't think that you could call a friend family unless you've opened up to them like
been
family,
through
you know,
some
unless
stuff.
You've been through some stuff, because you've been through stuff with your family, and so, we fought, we've had little ones and big ones, and we've gotten through it all, and that's what's made us feel like, when people meet us, they're like, oh, like, what was y'all's childhood like? We're like, we literally met 5 years ago, you know? But at the time, it was like a year ago. Now we've known each other for 5 years, which is a blessing. We have some time under our belt. But it feels like way longer because we've been through so much.
I've been through so much more, like, life things, things that will, like, stay with me forever with you. Like, I was even thinking, like, even with Clayton, like, he's my husband. There are things that you saw me through and knew me through that he just never will, you know? He knows me in other ways, but, like, it's just when you have...
We had some turning points
together. Yeah, we did. Yeah. My life changed, you know?
We really did. So fun. All right, let's see some other questions that we got. So we did get a question about body image, and I thought that this would be a good one to talk about because, we joke about we gained so much weight when we were friends, and we did. But that came from a place of actually...
Freedom.
Freedom. Yeah. And so, basically, whenever I met Lainey, do you care if I tell the fruit story?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay, so she had gotten sent to her on Winter Jam a box of, like, chocolate-covered fruit. She was like, hey, do you want this? And I was like, well, yeah, but, like, you don't want it?
Yeah.
And you were like, no, like, I don't eat desserts or something. And I was like, this is not dessert. This is fruit covered in chocolate, which is also, in my mind,
fruit.
Relatively healthy. Yeah, and you were like, no, like, I haven't eaten sweets for how many years at the time?
It had been, like, I think, like, 13, maybe.
13 years. Yeah. I mean, you had, like, a strong...
It was a lot.
And I think at some points, probably within the 13 years, there was health in there. But other times, there was unhealth.
Yeah.
And I remember I opened up to you about how I was unhealthy in a relationship that I was in. And for several different reasons, was way under eating and way overworking out because of some of the comments that this guy had said to me. And yours came from a different place, from childhood stuff. And we both decided we were going to go on a journey of freedom together and hold each other to that. And we really did.
Yeah.
And it was it was a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. It felt very free. Mm-hmm. You want to speak to that a little bit?
I was going to say, and it lasted. Like, I told Clayton the other day, I have never been more free in my, like even just the mental part of it, but, like, with eating and just lifestyle health. Like, I've never felt more free in my soul about it. I don't think about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I'm free.
Yeah.
It lasted. And I think, I think a lot of that, like, started that day. It was just, like, didn't I eat it that day? I ended up eating it.
We ate it together.
And I think it just took that first, like, action step. And the reason I wasn't eating it was because, in my mind, it was, like, I had struggled with my weight as a child. And so I think it was just, like, oh, no, what if I chunk up again? What if I, you know, and then that was so tied to even my identity at the time. And I got to be fit and I got to be all these things. But I think I've just come, even after being married and having a husband who speaks truth over me and life over me, it reminds me, like, that he loves me.
Yeah.
Like, just so much more than my body, but just that he loves me and letting that love sink in. I'm so free.
Yeah.
I'm so free. I feel free to eat and enjoy and even just physically, I think I'm in the best, like, I feel the healthiest.
Yeah. You look healthy.
I feel healthy, but it's just, like... It's amazing what just law, like, will do, like, because even with, like, eating, it was always, oh, don't touch that or don't eat that, and the Bible says, like, the strength of sin is the law, and so anything I think we put a law on, we obviously, like, want it more, you know, but, like, letting God's love and his freedom and, like, the blood of Jesus cover that thing specifically is the only thing that really lasts, you know, and I feel like the blood of Jesus has completely covered that area of my life to where, like, even if I feel a tinge of, like, oh, I can, it doesn't mean I don't hear, it doesn't mean I don't wake up sometimes and my pants don't fit. And I'm like, oh gosh, oh no.
Yeah.
You know, but I come back, like the grip of grace and the grip of truth has like held me so much stronger, and like it's lasted.
Totally.
And I think that's just a testament of God's love and his freedom when he like sets us free.
Mm-hmm.
We're free indeed.
We're free,
you know,
indeed.
We're so free.
I love that. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Yeah. And that word is so true. Like, that is so true. It lasted. It was an indeed moment. And I think at first, you know, when we talked about it, yeah, it became like a freedom in what we ate. But it was more than that. It was a freedom in like who we were. You know, mm-hmm. like we are actually worth a lot more than our body.
Yeah.
We're worth more than our image. Our image is actually worth more than even that. Our image is made in the mm-hmm. image of God, and like who we are is what we need to value and what we need to feed and all that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like that day I was gonna eat strawberry covered whatever chocolate, but you know, mm. it was just a lot more than that. It was more than the Halo Top. It was more than
yeah.
the chips and
yeah.
cakes. It was all so much more than that. It was the conversations yeah. we had. It was the freedom that we
yeah.
walked through. It was holding each other to that. It was mm-hmm. playing basketball
yeah.
at night as our workout.
Yeah.
Going to we did the yeah. dance class. Like, what was that class called?
It was kind of Zumba, but not.
It was like a hip hop Zumba.
Yeah.
It was always
it was
so funny.
Awesome.
Okay, you want to know how funny it is?
It was
going
awesome.
To a hip hop Zumba with an actual hip-hop girl. This is what happened. Almost every class we ever joined together, they come out to me, Lainey, they look at Lainey and be like, you are so good, like, oh my gosh, like, did you do hip-hop in the past? All of a sudden they look at me and they say, we're so glad you came.
Stop it.
Every time I'm like, dang it, I thought I was crushing it. But there, no, you're just actually gifted in that, and you worked really hard to be so good at that. But anyways, like, it was freedom all around, like mentally, physically, spiritually. And yeah, then we walked into relationships with our husbands free. And
yeah.
now, like, yeah, definitely having a husband who speaks that over me is so empowering and so amazing and keeps
mm-hmm.
me steady as well. But I love that it happened before we met our men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't a guy's affirmation
mm-hmm.
that made us feel free. It was what we found in the Lord and what we held each other accountable
yeah.
to. And that is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, girls, like, maybe it was a guy
mm-hmm.
that beat you down, you know, with his
yeah.
words as far as, like, for your health. Maybe it was a childhood wound that beat you down with your
mm-hmm.
health, whatever. But don't look for that affirmation in a guy or in another girl, like, telling you that you're
mm-hmm.
awesome or you're fit or you look skinny today. But truly
mm-hmm.
finding that anchored in who God says that you
yeah.
are and who he created you to be is really going to be the thing that makes you free indeed. That's what it says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Not who your husband sets
mm-hmm.
free, who
mm-hmm.
the world
yeah.
sets free, who your friend sets free, who Instagram
yeah.
sets free. It's who God sets free is free
mm-hmm.
indeed. And that's why we sit here today, years later, and say we haven't had that
mm-hmm.
spiral again. We haven't
mm-hmm.
had those thoughts. And yeah, that doesn't mean that the enemy doesn't still lie to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one thing for me after I had Honey was I had like a really bad skin condition breakout.
Yeah.
And so I started eating gluten-free. So I lost a ton of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just not feeling good all around. So I just didn't eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was working out because it made me feel better. And people started getting worried about me. I was like,
yeah,
no.
I'm good.
Like, I am
yeah.
so free.
Yeah.
And so whether it's gaining weight or losing weight, having that
mm-hmm.
mentality that no matter
mm-hmm.
where I am on the scale, like, I'm just free, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about it. This is not my identity.
Mm-hmm.
This is not my thought pattern. This is not
mm-hmm.
consuming. I remember when we talked about an eating disorder at the time,
mm-hmm.
and we were like, well, how do you define that? And it was like over excessive thought pattern
mm-hmm.
about what you're eating. And we were like, well, then
I
yes.
used to plan my day around what
yeah.
I would eat or not go hang out with people because I didn't want to eat that, you know, to
yep.
avoid eating, honestly.
Yep. Yep.
I would wish I didn't have to eat, which is so messed up because God gave us food to enjoy and to fuel and to, like, give our body strength.
Yep.
And
that's great.
Yeah.
Yep. So good. I'm so grateful for that. Also, on that note, someone did ask about, like, if you're in a verbally abusive relationship with a guy, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're dating him, I would strongly encourage you to get out of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Verbal abuse
mm-hmm.
is just as damaging as any abuse, and those
mm-hmm.
words can be knives to
yeah.
your heart. And,
yeah.
I mean, let him get the help he needs.
Yeah.
Don't sit in that. If you are the
mm-hmm.
verbal abuser, go get
mm-hmm.
the help that you need to work through
mm-hmm.
the anger, or the rage, or the manipulation in your heart. That is
mm-hmm.
a serious situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that
mm-hmm.
for me, I would always play it off, well, I mean, he never hit me. But
yeah.
gosh, it felt like he did,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah,
and
I didn't even know that some of it was like verbal abuse. Yeah. You know, I didn't recognize it. But I think what helped me was getting around people who knew what was true and reminding me what was true. Mm-hmm. And also, like, even if there wasn't somebody at the time around me listening to sermons that were true.
Yeah.
Like, I needed, like, the replacement of what was, okay, if that's not true, well, I'm really confused now, honestly, because you've listened to that so much. Now let me, like, go. I need to listen to some truth and, like, get that in my mind and my heart.
And it's, like, when people say, like, you say, oh, this guy's my best friend, you know, mm-hmm. and all that stuff, because everybody says that whenever mm-hmm. they're dating somebody. And then if you look at it, you're like, does he actually treat me like any best friend I've ever had has? And you're like, no!
No!
My best friend would never say that to me. And, like, yeah. not to say I wouldn't tell you the truth, but no. my best friend would never say it like that. Mm-mm. It would never be that abusive.
It'd be love. Like, and it would love. Be loving. Yeah.
And Christian is my best friend, and he mm-hmm. talks to me like a best friend. Mm-hmm. And, like, yes, we've had hard mm-hmm. conversations, but that man loves me, and
yeah.
he cares for my heart, and he does not want to hurt it. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, like, mm-hmm. definitely wait for the man who cares for your
that's
heart
so
and who loves it.
Yeah. That's so sweet. Yeah.
Look at Sweetie and Luna, you found in our princess. Okay, I thought this was a really good one, because we actually have some different opinions on this, and I thought Ooh. This would be great. Because I've never talked about this publicly anywhere. But someone said, is it hard for you not to conform to the world drinking style watching the Kardashians? Watching the Kardashians, I don't even care. Like, if you watch Kardashians, that's great. But really, I want to talk to you about the drinking and style. And we don't have different opinions, but, like, drinking. Like, you don't drink. I do sometimes. Yeah. So, like, talking about that, because...
Yeah.
Is it hard for me to not conform to the world? I don't think it's hard for me to not conform to the world because mm-hmm. of how much abundance we have in Christ.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not tempted by what the world has because I have all I need, you know? Yeah. And I know you feel the same way. Like, we don't need what the world has. We have more in Him.
Yeah.
But when it comes to conversations like drinking, we go about it sometimes a different way.
Yeah.
But we're pretty much on the same page.
Yeah.
We have a different opinion.
Yeah.
But you want to talk about your thoughts on that?
Honestly, I didn't grow up around it.
Yeah.
I grew up with a very strong background of, like, you know, not my parents, but generations on, like, drinking was bad.
Yeah.
And so then it was like they grew up kind of under that, and they've come out of that. And now I think we're at a very, like, healthy place of it with it. But, like, for me, it's just not been a... something I'm drawn towards. Like, I've tried it, you know, and it's just not really been my thing. I'd rather have a piece of cake, you know, like for the calories if we're talking about, you know, just health or something.
Yeah.
But I do feel like because there was a little bit of, like, it was in family history, I've had to kind of, like, change my mind about it.
Yeah.
I think as a kid, I would see someone drinking and be like, oh, my gosh, that's bad, you know? Or, like, if my friend's parents were drinking, it was bad. And I don't feel that way. I think anything that you're enslaved to, anything that keeps you bondage, it could be donuts for you. It could be too much Netflix. It could be Instagram. Like, it could be literally anything that you attach yourself to.
Yep.
And now it's caused you to sin and keep you from the life that God has for you. Like, that's when it's like, oh, well, it's not good for you. But my biggest issue with drinking now is, like, I don't like it when people push drinks.
Yeah.
It's like, can someone who, you know, someone doesn't eat cake, you're not like, oh, eat the cake. And you, like, but people who drink can sometimes be, you're not this way, but sometimes they can be pushy. And I think it's like, you need to let people just... let it be. Like, if it's that big of a deal to you that someone drinks, well, maybe you should observe why you're drinking.
Why? Yeah.
You know? Why is it a big deal?
Yeah, I agree. I don't like when people also with drinking, like, I don't like how the mom culture is like, oh, I can't wait to the glass of wine at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, because at the end of the day, like, I don't want to be dependent
on
a
that.
Glass of wine.
That's
to
what
relax
I'm saying.
Me.
Yes.
Like, I don't want anything to replace what God is in my life.
Yeah.
And so, like, an idol, like, nothing needs to be an idol like that.
Yeah.
You know, nothing needs to be like a coping mechanism other than God. Like, like, stuff can be done with God. Like, if I go to the Lord and I'm like, hey, God, like, I've had a stressful day, like, whatever, and get out to Jesus, then I happen to have a glass of wine that night.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not, like,
you're
that's
replacing.
Not what I'm looking for. And I love
how
you said, like, whatever you're a slave to, like, that's what you need to really look at. Like, what are you in bondage to? For me, I don't drink often at all, because I have seen it in an unhealthy way as well, but different than you. Mm-hmm. Not an unhealthy way of like, oh, that's bad, in an unhealthy way of like overuse. And yeah. for me, like knowing that in our family line, there's mm-hmm. alcoholism, and like,
yeah.
I would never want that to happen to me mm-hmm. or never want that to get in the way. So I very, very, very rarely drink. I'll mm-hmm. have a glass of wine on a date with Christian mm-hmm. yeah. or every now and then with some friends, but it's not like a regular thing for me because that's how I protect my heart mm-hmm. from knowing that. But I'm also not legalistic about it to where I'm like, yeah. I'm never going to do yeah. it because whatever. Yeah. Just protect my heart. And I love yeah. how Levi Lesko said in a podcast recently, it's like, drink whenever you're happy, not like whenever you're sad, mm-hmm. because, you know, you normally like won't overdo it and you're not looking for that for something. It's like a celebration
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of the way that I look at it in some sense. But yeah, and I have accountability. Like I've opened mm-hmm. up to you about some of the thoughts I have around it. Mm-hmm. I've opened up to Christian. Like mm-hmm. I talk to him about it all the time. Christian doesn't mm-hmm. drink at all.
Yeah.
He doesn't like taste, you know?
Yeah. Which I don't either.
Yeah. But like having his accountability, I've opened up to another friend of mine who's always with me, Steph. I'm like, hey, yeah. like I never yeah. want to get like common yeah. with this. And so she's with yeah. me. Like, you know, like having accountability, if you are worried, like, hey, this runs in my mm-hmm. family. I don't ever want to get to this yeah. point. It's a good thing to open up about. Yeah.
And I think accountability is just healthy
yeah.
in general with anything.
Yeah.
Anything that you're, you'd be anything. Just having somebody that is a little bit like you give them, okay, you can speak into my life.
Yep.
We all need that around us.
Yep. So good. Last question. Someone said, did anyone outside of your friendship ever judge your friendship? And I put that in there because, yeah.
Like, probably a lot of more people.
A lot more people than we know.
They're judging us right now.
They're listening to this and they're like, yep. They've already judged us. But yeah, I mean, I think we had a lot of people judge our friendship on like, just people thought we were just like so stupid, you know? Which we kind of were.
I also think like looking back, I'm like, we probably were a lot.
Oh, yeah.
For a while.
We were.
We've really, really toned it down. Yep. I think if you gave us like 3 days together, we might get back up there close.
We would get to a dangerous level.
But yes.
Yeah, I mean, people.
I mean, the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. And I'm going to go a step further, assuming that you were probably wondering, do we care? Yeah. Ladies and no. Like, no. We don't care, but we do care. In the sense of, like, we do not care that people judge us. It will not change how we act as far as, like, we are still going to be goofy. We are still
easy. Yeah.
We don't care if you judge us from the outside. Like, if you were, like,
stuff
if it
like
was
that.
Someone, like, on Instagram that was, like, you're not funny, I would be, like, okay, bye. Like, unfollow me. Like, I mean, like, I don't care. Like, I am funny, so that's okay. You know, like, that would not bother me. But if it's, like, a friend that has judged us, which we've had, who thought we were a little bit extra, we yeah. cared. We did care
we
about
did.
That.
Yeah, we took did it to
we,
heart.
Did we tone it down? Maybe we should have.
We should have.
A little bit.
Maybe a
and
little.
And that could have been more honoring of the
yeah,
situation.
I think so.
Hindsight.
I've gone back and apologized to
yeah.
one person
yeah.
that I knew.
And that's yeah. good.
And it was really good, and we're very close now.
Yeah, so I wanted to put that in there because I'm like, yes. And we did acknowledge that, and we could have toned it down, and we also could have been more inviting. Like, Mom.
I agree.
We could have been more inviting.
Yeah.
Because I think whenever you're so close with someone, it's very easy to just, like, reference yeah. everything to them or, like, inside joke. And, like, that's not cool to do in front of a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, it was hard not to do because we were so close.
Yeah.
But I still think being respectful of everybody else in the room and making sure if you're gonna do something funny or, like, tell a joke, mm-hmm. like, make sure it includes everyone in the mm-hmm. room. Like, that's, like, a really...
I agree.
That's yeah. just a gracious thing to do. I mean, that's community. Mm-hmm. It's, like, not being built on one person, being built on community.
Yeah.
And then, but if someone judges you outside of your group who's just, like, thinks that you're dumb, it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah, I think you
like,
just have to ask yourself, is their opinion one that you value?
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
I saw this video on Sadie and Lainey. We had an Instagram account called It's Sadie and Lainey.
We do.
We're actually going to revive it. So get ready. We might have already revived it by the time yeah. this comes out.
Yeah.
But so if you're already a follower, thank you for sticking with us for the past yes.
thank
2 years
you.
Of darkness.
Thank you.
But I was laughing because, first of all of the videos are just two best friends being crazy. But I was laughing so hard because we were getting unfollowed by people.
I know.
And, but we made so a sad. Video about it. And we were like, because we called everybody cousins because like the K, like 40 cousins, we were dumb. And we were like, Well, while we've been off the gram, we have seen that we lost some cousins, and that is not what family does. I was like, I can't believe we called them out like that. That is hilarious.
It's really funny.
I agree. That is so funny. Well, lady, it's been fun chatting like we always do, but with cameras around and a microphone. And for those who listen, I hope that, you know, you laughed, because that is a big part of friendship. And being sisters and friends is laughing and being goofy. But also hope that you were inspired and encouraged. And yeah. I hope that, one, obviously Lainey preaches truth, and she pulled out some scriptures and gave y'all good truth. And I think we gave you all some good advice, too. But I also hope that you can just listen to this and let the relationship in itself speak to your life. Maybe you can model some friendships off of the structure that we've been able to build. Have we done it perfect? No. But we're pretty willing to admit the times that we haven't. And thank you for the questions that you asked. I think, Lainey, you'll have to be a regular on this podcast. I feel like bestie is a requirement of being on the Sisters and Friends podcast regularly. So if you enjoyed this conversation, let us know. And please, please keep asking us questions. DM, do whatever, because we would love to answer more. Even if you want to send it to Sadie and Lainey.
Yes.
We'll try to revive that page. We don't live in the same place anymore, which is hard, and that's why we don't do the page anymore, just because we don't live in the same place. And we have kids, and we're married, it's a little bit harder. But, man, our hearts are still so for each other and what each other's doing, and we're still pretty goofy under all the facade.
I love you. This is awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.